I hope you're ready to take an erotic journey with me. You should already be in your favorite spot for relaxation. You should already be naked. Now close your eyes and follow me. You're standing at the window of your apartment. It's fully opened and screened. You can feel the fresh, soothing summer air as you stare up at the half moon. You scan the street up and down. Nothing moves. No sound but the hum of distant traffic. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for the window across the courtyard. You're here for the girl who never closes her blinds right. The girl you're obsessed with. You're here to catch a glimpse of jiggling, nearly naked flesh, no matter how long it takes. You're here for me. My mysteries. Well, today, your dreams are about to come true. When you finally look over, your eyes meet mine across the way. You freeze. Your whole body becomes stiff. There's something about my eyes you can't look away from. Even from this far, you can see my brown eyes like I was in front of you. Instead of panic, you feel relieved. But you can't move. Your body is not your own. Are you already hypnotized? Are you already under? Have you already lost? Has your inner voice already been replaced by mine? You can see only my eyes. You know from the heart pounding in your chest that you could see more. You could see all the parts of me, all the little strips of silk and lace I might have on. But you can't see them. You can only look in my eyes. You are falling, falling deep into them. You know that when I snap my fingers, you will tumble deep into delicious trance. When I snap my fingers like this, everything disappears but my voice. The you that was here is gone, and your mind that was is given over to me. When did you first become obsessed with me? Was it 10 months ago? 10? That's when you first met me in the street, welcomed me to the complex. You were sweet, and I was flirty, and I hadn't mentioned my boyfriend. Well, you would have found a reason to keep me talking forever, but then I said his name. Was it 9 months ago? 9? You fell deeper when you ran into me on a date. You were with some slim twig of a girl. She and I both had on wrap dresses and boots. I could see from your eyes you realized you'd been doing this all wrong. You looked at my thick thighs, made for sucking, and frowned at her legs. You looked at my wide hips and her boy hips, and you found it hard to swallow. You looked at the luscious curves along my bust line and wanted nothing else. Or did the obsession with me begin 8 months ago? 8. That's when you ran into me while I was getting Chinese food delivered. I'd run down in a t-shirt without a bra. My breasts were jiggling all over, unrestrained. Both you and the delivery guy had your conversations with my nipples, like I wouldn't know. Neither of you could remember how to speak, and the delivery man tipped me. Or was it 7 months ago? 7. That's when you saw a girl on Curvy Gone Wild. She only showed her mouth, and of course everything else below that. Was it me? How many times did you think of messaging that girl after jerking off to her pics? How many times did you think of making a joke to me about Reddit in person just to see? Or was it 6 months ago? 6. That's when you saw me walking in a very short dress. You looked back over your shoulder to see my ass. And boy, did you. Little gust. That's all it took to blow up the dress enough to see the bottom of my bottom. No hint of underwear. Was it a thong buried in my ass, or no underwear at all? And worse, I'd looked back just at that moment and I caught you looking at it. Busted. I didn't blush at all, and I could practically hear your cock spring erect from there. Or was it 5 months ago? 5. That was the first window voyeur experience. You looked over and saw my blinds weren't all the way down. The lights bright in the night. You could see my ass in lacy red cheeky panties. And that's all. I was washing dishes. I was also bouncing around to one of my favorite songs. I dance well alone. That's when you started stroking. Only to me. Only at the speed of my ass wiggle. Or was it 4 months ago? 4. That's when you really went in deep. I had my window open that night. I had my boyfriend over. It was dark. You couldn't see anything, but you could hear it. We fucked on and off for 2 hours. You came the first time when I did. You thought you were done, but when my moans echoed through the courtyard, you just kept getting hard. Or was it 3 months ago? 3. That's when you saw me in the grocery store. We talked forever in the fruit aisle. I just had on jeans, a simple top, and heels, but you couldn't stop looking at every inch of me. All this food, but I felt like I was the one being devoured. It's the voice from that day that you can hear in your head now. Or was it 2 months ago? 2. This is deeper than you've ever gone. You couldn't sleep and got up to get a beer. You saw my bedroom blinds were open. They're never open. I was naked, a vision of curvy beauty that took your breath away. But I wasn't alone. Another curvy, beautiful woman was talking to me naked. She was rubbing lotion on her legs on the bed. I was inspecting my smooth, completely shaven front, running my fingers over it, looking for something I missed. You could see all of everything. Who was she? It was overwhelming. My sister, my lover, my friend. Would she be back? Would these two voluptuous goddesses now be putting on a show every night? Had they already been? I clicked out the light. Despite setting your alarm for 3 a.m. for weeks, you never saw it again. Or was it 1 month ago? That's when you saw me in my kitchen, like always. White tank top, simple white bikini panties. I was curling my hair. I looked over and waved. Luckily, you didn't have your dick in your hand that time, like all the other times. And then I closed my curtains. That's when you became completely mine. Now here we are, at our windows, as you stare blankly into my eyes. I control you. As your trance grows stronger, your eyes fall. They fall to the little lavender bow on my bra, even from so far. You can see the delicate stitching around it, the lace, the tiny flower on the bow. You take a deep breath, and you can smell my perfume. A word appears in your mind. Shockwave. It's the word for the feeling you have now. A burst of pleasure runs through your cock. Your muscles contract. It gets harder. Shockwave. And all the power in your body runs channels right into your shaft. As your trance goes stronger, your eyes fall from my cleavage down my soft belly. They settle on a matching lavender bow on my sheer purple panties. Your mind is focused by the thick strip of purple elastic running all the way around my hips. Thin strings of these panties pull at my tender flesh and gather at the bow. You take a deep breath, and you think you can almost smell my pussy. It's a clean, enchanting, lustful smell, and every breath is a chance for a taste. Another word appears in your mind. Slippery. When you hear that word, you feel good. It's not like a shockwave. It's like I wet my delicate fingers in my slit, and now I'm lightly stroking you with those slippery fingers. It sends shockwaves. Eyes up here now. Look into my eyes. Say, so I can hear you. I'm addicted to you, Sai. You are all my savage needs, and dirtiest thoughts, and cleanest strokes. I love hearing that. It sends shockwaves when I hear it. It makes me slippery. Your eyes start tasting my whole body as I direct them. You get so hard for these lips. Feel the shockwaves when I tuck my hair behind my ear. How adorable am I? You feel slippery from neck and shoulders, made for lots of little kisses. You feel like you could come just from looking at the hint of nipples. And you soon will. I promise, you can feel it aching to happen. And it will, when I say the perfect word. You know the word. It's something dynamite does. It's something nuclear weapons do. It's something cocks under my control always do. Now, I'm going to unsnap my bra. Don't come just from that. I know you want to. I know it sends you shockwaves, but don't. I set them free and you can feel them. Slippery as your cock slides between. Am I doing this with my voice? It feels so good, so slippery, that you don't even care how it's happening. Look into my eyes. You stay deep and you do what I say. It feels good to obey. I know you get shockwaves from these hips. I know you feel slippery at the thought of a long lick across my belly. I know you could come with just these panties coming off, but don't. Slippery gets stronger and faster. You can feel the slow, squishy grind of me, but it's the guilty build that kills and steals your will, and that's the game you want. I'm going to turn around and pull them off, okay? Slow in the reveal. My hair down my back sends shockwaves, the little strips of string that cover me now. It's barely anything. Isn't it funny the way it excites silly boys? Why is it so hot to you? Does it make you slippery to feel me get slippery, thinking about you slippery? Is it because it shows I like sex, the way it highlights the dangerous curves? Is it the way only I can look so good in sensual strips of silk and lace? Is it the way that you would turn wolfish, an animal, if you had them off, if you had them in your hand alone? You'd never stop slippery stroking yourself with them. Why are you so dirty like that? Would you really stroke with a pair of my used panties? Looking at my ass, it's like you can feel it. Slippery, shockwave sliding around on it. It's like you can feel your face buried in it. Little bites and nibbles. Turns me on, I admit. It's like you can slippery, gripped, banging, doggy, screaming, shockwave heaven on earth. Except heaven can't make hips like this for grinding and slamming and grabbing. I'm gonna slowly pull these off now as I bend over and pull them down your head swims. This is not the time to do what cocks do when they see this pussy. It's okay that guys always premature come with me. It's cute how they get so worked up. It's okay. Because I make them hard again, and again, and again if I have to. I always go until my needs are fulfilled. Somehow they always want more. As I slippery slide them all the way down, the pink of it gives you shockwaves. It's so smooth and bare, and you feel your tongue moving in your mouth. The more your tongue moves, the more the better it feels. It's so hungry for just one lick. Somehow you can feel me slippery, sitting on your face. I'm here in the window, but I'm also in your mind, coming so hard on your face and chin, writing. I'm gonna fuck your face like you've already dreamed of fucking mine. I keep it so nice and shaven. Not for you, but for me. I demand pussy tribute. I demand licking all the time. I need you to have access, and I need your insatiable hunger. And I have never had a man fail. Boyfriends from years ago long for it. Oh man, you're going to come, aren't you? That's when you realize you're so hard, you're slippery, you're so shockwave ready that when you blow, you might shoot all the way across to me. It must be 30 feet. The bucking of your hips at the window says 30 feet is nothing. I turn around, and you get a full, glorious look at me from the front. Has any woman ever looked so beautiful as me in the moonlight? Has any man ever wanted a woman more? Here's how you're going to come. Here's how slippery, well, slippery, shoot your slippery load across. I'm going to open my plump red mouth wide. I'm going to gently slip one slippery shockwave finger into my slippery shockwave slit. You're going to feel my ass on your cock, my mouth on your stomach. You're going to feel your hands on my hips while I slippery slide, count to mouth. You're not thinking of my friend, are you? What was she doing here? Was she the shockwave? Was she giving me slippery shockwaves in the dark? Are we just slippery, spreading lotion over the soft skin of our shockwave curves? Lips open, lips spread. Slippery, you and ready, dynamite, building. The whole world is in your cock, the whole universe in my eyes. Every fuck is this one, every pussy mine. Your pleasure folds in and slippery strokes itself. Every squeezed breast and sucked nipple is in your mouth, and it's too much. You're shaking and spasming and quivering, and a quick down will have you, spraying the whole courtyard, because 10 flirty smiles build to 9 wrap dresses, 8 visions of me braless, 7 pictures of me on Curvy Gone Wild. I admit, that was me and my vibrator collection. 6 short dresses reveal my ass, but not slippery hip bucking like the 5 framed thong asses in my window do. 4 times you came with me in the echoing courtyard. You're right on the edge with desire to fuck me, right in the fruit aisle. Skin tight jeans yanked down around my ankles. 2 hot, curvy goddesses exploring you. And 1 last chance to explode out the window. Explode. Come for me. Look into my eyes and explode. I want everything from you. Explode. 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 Oh, you naughty peeping Tom. You sexy voyeur boy. Now relax. Bask in the glow. How good do you feel right now? Except when you look back to the window, I'm gone. Was I ever really here? It's just you and your pleasure and the moon. Until next time. At the count of five, you come out of this trance, awake and alert. You'll feel great about this. But whenever you see Gone Wild Curvy, you'll be looking for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Be free.